When police rescued 29 Latin American migrants held hostage last month in Houston, they were able to shut down a sophisticated smuggling ring. Houston Public Media's Elizabeth Trovel reports on what has happened to some of the kidnapping victims since then.
René says he left his home country, Guatemala, in August after gang members threatened him for money.
Guatemala me estaban amenazando porque diera dinero.
But his plan to get to the U.S. by using a coyote or smuggler turned into a kidnapping. I spoke to René over Zoom. He was pale and unshaven. He asked to use his middle name out of fear for his life. During his four-month journey, he says he was stuffed with other migrants into a truck. He was held prisoner inside homes in Mexico and Texas and had to walk through the South Texas terrain for 5 days.
Muchos estaban queriéndose escapar, pero no se podía.
René says many of the migrants wanted to escape, but they couldn't. Armed men forced them to keep walking. They reached a road where René was then forced into the trunk of a car and taken to a stash house in Houston, a hub for human smuggling. There, he recalls sleeping 20 people to a room. They shared one bathroom, and he says they had to fight each other for food like dogs.
No la peleábamos porque a ver quién podía comer más porque el hambre.
He says armed men kept them from leaving.
There was a woman that met them there. They called her La Flaca, the skinny one.
That's Houston attorney Leslie Kirby, who represented another one of the migrants. She says La Flaca would write down their names and ask for the phone numbers of their family in the U.S.
She told them that if the family members did not pay, you know, the money that they demanded, that they weren't going to leave the house.
Then one of the kidnapped men escaped and police were alerted. Christine Anthony Miller is a commander in Houston.
I'm sure that this, unfortunately, happens more often than we would like to think.
She says families often have no choice but to pay the ransom.
It doesn't negate the fact that that still is kidnapping. If you're held against your will without giving, you know, until you give a ransom, that's kidnapping.
The migrants may be kidnapping victims, but their fate depends on the discretion of immigration authorities. Immigration lawyers say this group could qualify for U visas, which protect some crime victims from deportation. But those visas often take years to process. And migrants don't have a right to an attorney while in ICE detention, which is where these 29 victims landed after police found them. In this special case, attorneys volunteered to represent the migrants for free. Some were successful. For others, it was too late. Take what happened to Jose. His attorney, Leslie Kirby, was unnerved when she says he told her he saw his own kidnapper in the same ICE facility.
He sees him on a daily basis, even though they're not in the same group, but he's able to see him through the glass.
Jose's family tried to get him released, but ICE denied the request and sent him back to Mexico. Things are looking brighter for René, the migrant we heard from earlier. After weeks in immigrant detention, he's finally free in the U.S. His lawyer says she's going to try to get René asylum or a U visa. But both options are difficult and take years, all while his wife and four children remain in Guatemala. For Here and Now, I'm Elizabeth Trovall in Houston.